Hi, I'm Confused, aka Julie B, aka Zigzag Stardust, aka the host of Musician. I would really love it if you could tune in every second Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and hear me turn the stuff that inspires me into weird audio improv. There's sound collages, there's local music, there's hot off-the-presses hit tracks, and it's waiting. It's for you. It's for us. It's made by us. So get at me. Come on in and stay inspired in the meantime.
Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Taverner, Dua Calixa, the unique stylings of Gesualdo, and of course, some oboe music. Let's begin the program with what would seem to be a remarkable achievement for any 16-year-old. But for Mozart, it seems effortless. Written in C major, a key that he wrote in for most of his more festive works, it is scored for oboe, bassoon, horns, and strings. This is his Symphony No. 16. It is a delight, and also a delight, a performance by Mario Berardi with the CBC Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
So crisp and so exactingly perfect. That was Mario Bernardi, joined by the members of the CBC Vancouver Orchestra and Mozart Symphony No. 16 in C major. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I'm always excited by the talents that we have here in Canada. And one such ensemble is Duo Calixa, the duo of flautist Kelly Williamson and guitarist Marriott Stevenson. They're both accomplished musicians and teachers, and they also share a passion for the music of Latin America. In this regard, let's hear a selection by Astor Piazzolla. Now, Astor Piazzolla was an Argentine tango composer. He revolutionized the traditional tango into a new style termed Nuevo Tango. He incorporated a lot of elements of jazz along with classical music, and he also was a very celebrated performer. But we're going to hear two celebrated performers right now. Here is Duo Calixa with Bordel 1900. Thank you. What a finish. Incredible Canadian musicians. That was the duo Calixa, consisting of Mariette Stevenson on guitar and Kelly Williamson on flute. And that was Bordel's 1900 by Esther Piazzolla. We're going to continue with a beautiful work, John Tavener's The Protecting Veil. Now, Sir Tavener was a British composer, and he's known for his extensive output of religious works. He began as a prodigy at the age of 24. I know that seems old for a prodigy, but he was described as the musical discovery of the year, as well as, and I quote, among the very best creative talents of his generation. The work we're going to hear was recorded by cellist Stephen Israelis and became a best-selling album, along with the song for Athena, which was also sung at the funeral of the late Princess Diana. Now, of the work he wrote, I have tried to capture some of the almost cosmic power of the Mother of God. The cello represents the Mother of God and never stops singing throughout. One can think of the strings as a gigantic extension of her unending song. So here it is, the celebrated performance by Stephen Israelis, joined by the members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, with Tavener's The Protecting Veil. Hauntingly beautiful. That was a performance by Stephen Israelis, joined by the members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Tavener's The Protecting Veil. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on to quite the eccentric composer. I'm speaking about Carlos Gesualdo. He was the Prince of Venosa and was one of the most intriguing composers of his generation, as well as being famous for, or infamous for, a couple other felonies. He apparently did murder his wife and her lover after catching them in a semi-compromising situation, and he also had his second wife filing for divorce several times. Now, in this day, it sounds just like another episode of reality TV. However, in this case, he was a very gifted composer. His 19-5 voice motets represent a mixture of styles and an unusual part writing, which is a little bit faintly bizarre and a tad baffling, but it seems to work. This is the Oxford Cameretta with Jeremy Summerlee conducting. the Oxford Camerata. And that was with Jeremy Summerlee conducting, and some music by Gesualdo. It is the time of the program for a little latte or tea and a little bit of chamber music. This comes from the Marquee Classic Disc label. Now, these are three great Canadian musicians: James Somerville on horn, Rena Sharon on piano, and James Mason on oboe. We're going to hear the Allegro to Reinecke's trio for horn, oboe, and piano.
Thank you.
the Allegro from Reinecke's Trio for Horn, Oboe, and Piano. That was James Somerville on horn, Rena Sharon on piano, and James Mason on oboe. The Kronos Quartet has always been on the top of their game in exploring new music and cultures, and this is very much evident in this next selection from their CDs, Pieces of Africa. This next work by Dumisani Marere is a tribute to his mother. He writes, "My aim was to portray the life of my mother, who passed away in 1988. I wrote this piece in three parts. The first portrays my life with my other on earth. The second part is sad, portraying her death. And the third movement is happy again, portraying that my mother is well, cares for and looks after me and all of her children still on earth. And she now lives her new life in the world of spirits or in heaven." Those are the words of Dumisani Marere. And now a performance of his work by the Kronos Quartet. Thank you. Incredible performance by the Kronos String Quartet, and that was music from Pieces of Africa. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe that we have time to highlight some of the great concerts that are coming up this week from the Vancouver International Film Festival. Now, I've always loved soundtracks because I do believe they bring the images on screen to life. And this week you have a chance to check out two great soundtracks. There is the soundtrack to Nosferatu 100 by Big Kill. Now, that is coming up at St. Andrew's Wesley United Church. Just a couple days from now, on October 4th at 8 p.m., should be a kind of a scary but fun event. It's by Big Kill. And another great evening is by the two-time Emmy-nominated composer Michael Abels. He's done some great work with Nope and Us and Get Out. And some interesting evening. This is going to be an intimate evening, joined by the members live of the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. And that one is coming up at the Playhouse on October 6th. I'm going to try to give you a taste of a little bit of what you might hear. Music by composer Michael Abels. That was from the original motions picture soundtrack to Nope. And he is coming to the Playhouse this week on October 6th at 7 p.m. as part of the Vancouver International Film Festival. Well, thanks for joining me today. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.